What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Trev here, spread love, free market, economic justice activist here fighting for community. And I'm here with a bonus episode of our podcast. I usually don't come on with bonus episodes, but I thought this one was a good reason to come on. And before we get started, I just want to talk about Hello Neighbor. Neighbors, connecting community. This is neighbors looking out for neighbors. So scan the code right there if you want to help support us on our Open Collective page. So Oliver Anthony, rich man north of Richmond, was a video that was sent to me by a friend. And a little bit of background. I am an economic activist, have been fighting to shift the flow of wealth from going to Wall Street and trickling down to us for pennies on the dollar, to where community supports community, where we work against capitalism, where we work for supporting each other. We spread love, we spread support. And this is what I've been fighting for the last 3 years. Originally from Brooklyn, New York City, I'm now living in Florida, where I continue to fight. So, anyway, not to belabor that point, because this is a bonus episode, and I really just want to get into this clip. Oliver Anthony, Richmond, north of Richmond. I was sent this video with a message that you need to, well, with a message that I want to hear how you feel. Sent by a friend of mine, a white friend, who has his own activism. We don't speak as much ever since, to be honest, ever since the pandemic and the Black Lives Matter. We just haven't been on the same wavelength. I'm fighting for one thing, and it's tough. So to hear from him and to have him send me this video, I was really curious to see what it is and why would he reach out to me. And I really trust his opinion. I really respect him, and we've been dear friends for a long time, but not connecting in terms of politics over the past 3 years. So, anyway, so let's play the video, and I'll, as I do, I will see you all on the other side.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me. People like you wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an old soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows it all, just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. 'Cause your dollar ain't shit and it's taxed to no end.
So, first of all, that voice, that pain, he is expressing something that's deep. He's got a great voice. I love the minimal, not overdone. It's just a guitar and him, the background, all of it is just, it's authentic. It's not even an attempt at being authentic. It is authentic. And that first note, it really connects, it's, we talk about gospel music and how gospel is a way in which people express pain. Specifically, I connect with the pain from the gospel of the civil rights movement, gospel from before that, from Jim Crow and going way back, slavery. This is how we spoke. And everybody has that pain in them, and it's a matter of connecting and expressing that. So He's got that. He's got that. And, you know, good music is good music. And the message is on point, 100% on point. I really want to listen to the words over again. And we're just starting. Yeah, it's economic injustice. It's the rich men are rich men. Anyway, let's play on. I really want to hear the rest of this.
Wish politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the obese milk and welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you.
Amen to that. Amen to that. The country, you know, doesn't look out for its people. It seems to be working. It not even seems to be. You guys know me and my activism, you know, preaching that it's the 1% that really controls the purse strings. It's the 1% that controls the lobbyists. They're taking more and more. The wealth gap is expanding. Every generation has a little bit less than before. And this speaks to that. This is truth to power. And yeah, I'll be honest, I looked at the initial clip of this video, and it's, you know, it's a white guy with a banjo in rural Virginia. And I came down here from Brooklyn, New York City, and to Florida. And there's a lot of places that you know, it's like, you know, it's not what you would see in New York. And so when I saw this, I'm like, you know, my black antenna went up, like, oh boy, here we go. But I know, because of my experience, that there's a connection that we have, regardless of race, where, you know, we all are being divided. We all are suffering from the same capitalist narrative that's meant to distract us from holding those in power accountable. So, yeah, let's go. Let's hear the rest.
Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men know the rich men. Lord knows they all just want to have total control. Want to know what you think. Want to know what you do. And then...
The surveillance. You know, I got off of Instagram. I'm trying to get off of. I got off of Facebook, and you know, right now I'm left with YouTube, and even that, even watching this very video, you know, ads are popping up. You know, it's an attention farm. It's monetizing our attention, surveilling us. It's why, you know, look at the everywhere you go, there's an ad that's coming at you. And where's it going? It's going to big tech, Silicon Valley. They are monetizing our attention. This is why I really am trying to unplug and get off the grid and meet in the real world. One-on-one, hello, neighbor, connect. Hello, neighbor. You may not have a lot, you know. I don't have a lot. I spoke about, I'm on $100 a month, and I'm finding a way to connect because of community. I may not have a lot, but I find a way to give to somebody that has a little bit less. If we can create a model like that of community, and it's hard to unplug. You know, I'm recording this with an iPhone. Money going again to shareholders and big tech, and you have to be strong and work together. There are people out there in this fight. The truth is being revealed, and Oliver Anthony is, you know, let's see where this goes. It's an anthem of sorts. You know, I've got to say, it's an anthem of sorts. And let's listen on.
Don't think you know, but I know that you do, 'cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, 'cause the rich men know the rich men.
This is the message that I really believe in. We're talking about the dollar, fiat currency, when we went from a one-on-one trade, and now we are, every dollar we make, it goes to the shareholders. The dollar is worth less. The taxation, I mean, the tax part, listen, there's parts of it that are worse than others, but getting off this reliance on money is something that we are talking about. This is why trading, paying it forward, free shops, mutualism, getting away from banks and all of this stuff. And they don't want us to hear this message. What he is speaking is truth to power, but it can't be done. We can't envision a world in which we are not sending our power in dollars. Our power, every time you spend a dollar, every time you make an order on Amazon, every time you go to a chain grocery, a Walmart, we are literally giving up our power. Buy local, support local. We may not have as much as the 1%, but look out for your brother. If you have $100, if you made $100 this week, pay it forward to a neighbor that's made $10 this week. It's a mindset. Once we shift our mindset, we start to shift the flow of wealth into community, keep our own power. We can make decisions that are from community, from your neighbors. Get to know your neighbors. Oh, I mean, this is just truth.
Rich men, North of rich men. Selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
Yeah, there you go. Oliver Anthony, Richmond, north of Richmond. Thank you to my friend for sending me that. That was some truth to power. Fighting for economic justice for the past 3 years, you know, in the streets, on a mic. I take my mic out and I'm there screaming on the mic, wake up everybody. We need to know where we are sending our power. To hear Oliver Anthony, and there's a saying I wanna that I quote, one of the quotes that I really love to repeat. The role of the artist is to make revolution irresistible. That's a quote by Tony Kata Bambara. And this is that. This is making the revolution irresistible through art. And big ups to Oliver Anthony. This is a message. The rich men, north of Richmond, I have to listen to it again because I want to dissect every word and break it down. There's some things that I didn't quite catch on to. There's some things I'm not aware of. There was something about an island and miners and mining. What came to mind for me was crypto and that old scam, you know, on taking stuff offshore and, you know, basically a pyramid scheme for the wealthy. You know, if you have any new technology that's not benefiting the man in the street, then what does it mean to me? This AI is the next thing. And this is not what we need. We don't need AI. We don't need things to get more efficient so that they can create more wealth off of our backs, off of the exploitation of us. You know, if we were aware and we kept the money in community, that $15 an hour would be $100 an hour. We should all be living, reaping the fruits of our labor, not having it be exploited. So, Oliver Anthony, the rich man, not the rich man, also, my friend, and it sounds like a lot of people from reading the comments, this is DC for them, Washington, DC, which is, you know, completely, it's not off. But I just wanted to make a mention that it's deeper than that. The politicians, they are controlled by the wealth and the capital. So when you go north of Richmond, don't stop at DC, head on straight up to Wall Street, because that is where the source of this all starts. Politicians are getting controlled by lobbyists, and they affect legislation. We no longer have a voice. They have a voice. So when you hear rich men north of Richmond, don't stop at DC. Go straight to Wall Street. Hold them accountable. And this can be, there can be a change just based on your attention. If we all got off the internet tomorrow and stopped looking at Instagram ads and stopped TikTok ads, and if we all did that and just paid attention to each other, that's where it will stop. We could monetize our own attention for the benefit of the community. That's what the free shop is about. This is what Hello Neighbor is about. Free groceries, free lunches for our neighbors. So don't think it's hopeless. There are people working on this. And I appreciate Oliver Anthony for putting this out there. So there we have it. Oliver Anthony, Rich Men, North of Richmond. I love it. I love the voice. I love the whole authenticity. I love the dogs even, you know, I love the beard. Yeah, Oliver, I'm going with that beard, yeah, the whole deal. So remember, y'all, we are in this together. It's the 99%. We need to not buy into these narratives of division. We need to embrace and hold on to our power. And if you can trace the dollar, the circulation of where your dollar goes to Silicon Valley, or to Wall Street, be aware. And instead of going to Walmart, go to the local hardware store. Instead of going to Publix, go to the local grocery. If you're in New York, go to your bodega. I know it's hard. It ain't easy. Again, I'm here shooting this on an iPhone. But we can make small steps. And then when we get opportunities to make the big ones, those collective small steps have added up. So, thank you, bonus episode. Once again, scan the code, how you can support community. We have Friday chats right now that we're starting this Friday, where we can organize for community. And just scan the code or go to spreadlovefreemarket.com. And if you are in need of groceries or lunches and you are in the Spring Hill, Florida area, then go online. Order your free item and meet us at Miguel's, and we'll see you there. All right, that's it for me, Trev. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sending me this video, and I will see you all next time.